It is time for us to bring you a check on sports with none other than Mike. I hope he has a new phone, Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Not a new phone, but...
But what?
It works.
I can hear it. It sounds crystal clear.
Verizon sucks finally sent out a competent repairman and did their job.
What did they find wrong with it?
A wire was frayed inside.
There you go. That'll do it every time.
I better not be getting charged for yesterday. That's all I know.
Well, not especially seeing as you paid for it the first time.
Yeah, I should only be getting charged once because he sent somebody out twice to do the same thing. I shouldn't be charged twice.
No. Now, my lead sports story for you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. You're going to like this one.
Yeah, I know.
An NHL referee has traded his skates for spikes. He actually qualified for the U.S. Open. And he tees off this morning.
Oh, America's getting a World Cup.
No, this is an NHL official. Well,
he must suck. Well, he must be a lousy ref.
I don't know.
What, did he have a pro-am or something?
No, you have to qualify. You have to go through a lot of different tournaments.
Oh, I know what it is. It's Happy Gilmore.
Well, basically, probably like that.
There you go.
So there you go.
I hope you eat up over the weekend because you ain't getting no food from me starting Saturday.
I'm not?
Nah, Tiger ain't making no cut. My friend said they're going to lower the cut, so he makes it. I said, well, then I guess everybody's going to make the cut.
Now, see, your friend obviously doesn't know much about golf.
He was only fooling, Marshall. Yeah, Take it easy.
Right. The cut is described by how many people actually finish in a certain position. And it can change wildly from an hour before the end of the round on Friday to the last minute before the round.
Well, I already heard that Tiger has his boat open for crabbing on Saturday, so.
All right. So where do you want to go in sports?
Baseball, the only sport that matters right now.
All right. Well, go to baseball.
Yankees got beat last night.
Yeah,
I say that with great lore, and 5-4 to Washington against one of Washington's worst pitchers. These were two games the Yankees should have won, and they didn't. They didn't come up against Scherzer or any other Gonzalez or any other of the Washington top starters, and they get a split out of it, which isn't that good. We'll get back to that later. I had a half day of school yesterday, and like we said, the Verizon man came out to take care of business. So when he left, I said, let me watch the end of the Met game. It was over already. The Mets, I think, lost in record time yesterday, just over 2 hours, 2-0, two-hitted, got one hit in the top of the ninth. DeGrom pitched another stellar game with 7 innings with only 1 earned run, 7 strikeouts, and only 1 walk. No walks, and he gets another loss. Over the last 10 games, his ERA is under 1. And I think he has 1 win to show for it. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable how bad the Mets are, and they just continue to get worse. On the opposite end of the spectrum, it looks like the Astros got things together. They won their last 7, and it's all systems go right now for them. Boston has won 3 in a row, and it looks like the Indians are starting to get themselves on track in that lousy Central Division. On the other side of the coin, the Braves got fat the last couple days at the expense of the Mets. They hold a 1-game lead over the Nats. And the Western Division, it's going to be a dogfight with the Diamondbacks, Dodgers, Rockies, and Giants. Nothing changed there. And this weekend on Saturday, we have the NCAA World Series starting. Saturday, North Carolina plays Oregon at 3. Washington plays Mississippi at 8. And then the next 4 teams get on board Sunday at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon, Texas-Arkansas, and game 4 is Texas Tech-Florida. So I've been watching the College World Series for probably 40 years. It's been a tremendous tournament every year, and you see a lot of big names down the road come out of this. So it pays to watch the World Series. They're hungry kids. They play. They don't play with the jackrabbit baseball that the major leaguers play with. It's good pitching, good hitting. It's a good tournament to watch.
All right. So that's it? That's all you have to say?
What else?
I know there's not much else to say, really.
Somebody in school yesterday was telling me, did you hear what happened? I'm like, oh, this could be anything. What happened? North America got the World Cup. I said, where are they playing, Hoboken?
They're playing in Canada, the United States, and Mexico.
Won't they play on an iceberg?
Hey, Garrett Rank is the official.
Who?
Garrett Rank from the official. He's going to be in the U.S. Open.
Good for Garrett.
All right, he qualified as an amateur by shooting 2 under par and a sectional qualifier in Georgia.
His mama must be proud.
Yeah.
He's playing golf. Like I said, I'm playing golf next Wednesday, and I'm more interested in having a few Tito's than hitting a white ball around, I'll tell you that.
Well, you got to be careful. You can't have too many Tito's. Who's driving?
Why? Just stop playing golf.
Well, who's driving?
Who cares? Not me.
Okay, well, that's the answer I wanted to hear.
Not me. No, I'm not driving. I'm looking forward to drinking and eating. The heck we're playing golf.
That's right.
Maybe I'll stop after 4 holes. Who knows?
No. Now, are you going to walk or are you going to ride in the cart?
Walk?
That's a foolish question.
Walk? If I'm walking, I'm not leaving. I'm staying home.
My father, who was a comedian, Mike, used to have a great routine. He joined several country clubs, and he never, ever, ever played a round of golf.
Huh.
And people asked him, why did you spend all the money and join a country club? And his stock answer was, if I go out during the day to a bar and sit at a bar for 4.5 hours, I'm a drunk. If I go out to a country club and sit at the bar at the country club for 4.5 hours a day, I'm a golfer.
No true words have been spoken.
He tried to teach me golf one day when I was a kid, and I can remember being on the putting green. And, of course, I'm like 5 years old. I have no idea what's going on. So he's standing behind me. And he wants me to putt, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I look over and I see a golfer on a tee box, take a big swing, you know, hit the golf ball. So what did I do with my father behind me? I took a big swing with a putter, hit him right on the side of the head, and knocked him down.
No way.
That was the end of the golf lesson.
Are you kidding me?
No. Well, I was a little kid. I saw the guy, you know, swing the club and on the course, full swing. So I figured, all right, that's what I got to do here.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Those are my two memories of my dad in golf.
Hey, the first bets are made today in New Jersey for sports.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, we'll see how that goes when people realize they have to take the money out of their pocket to make a bet and not tell Joe the bookie that I won a 50-timer on the Yankees, and if I lose, I'll see you tomorrow, try to get out of it. That's going to be the big difference with people, because when you bet illegally, there's a payday. When you bet legally, you have to take the money out for each individual bet. So we'll see how that works with people, because I know it was a shock for me the first time I went to Vegas. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to pay for the ticket now.
That's exactly right. Got to pay for it right now. And then.
A lot of racing this weekend at Churchill Downs. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 big stakes. It's a night card. They're also going to parade Triple Crown winner, Justified, between one of the races. The second biggest race in their spring meet besides the Derby, the Stephen Foster Saturday night. So a lot of nice races there. And you still can't believe people saying Justify is an overrated horse.
What is
wrong with some of these people? Some of them shouldn't be allowed to bet because it skews their mind.
I read some of the stories that were written about a possible collusion with a horse that blocked the way for other horses.
Yeah.
And I just said to myself, BS, that's BS. You know what? You got to run. You got to beat the horse. Hey, if Gronkowski's horse can come from dead last to second, in the final stretch run, if you got a horse that can do that and you weren't in dead last, guess what? You would have won. So shut up.
It's like saying that the Caps were lucky to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
You don't win a Triple Crown being lucky.
No.
And this horse raced 6 times since February and won the Triple Crown, which nobody ever done before.
Yeah.
If that's luck, I want some of it.
That's exactly right. Pour me a big glass of that luck.
Oh, give me a double.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cosby with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.